Hi, I'd like to do sort of a poem today for April, and it's also about what I feel is a little more acceptable and what I'm thankful about in this community. And the poem's based on a man's life who wrote this several hundred years ago, Francis of Assisi, and he wrote it about a guy who lived actually the philosophy of a guy or a lifestyle of a man who lived a couple thousand years ago. His poem on life is, "I want to be an instrument of peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is injury, help. Where there is sadness, joy. And when there is darkness, light." Said, "Let me not want to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that I receive, and it is pardoning that I am pardoned." This poem seems to, especially after this week, seems to be reflective of our Petersburg community. In the circle of life activities we have to assist cancer victims, I went to a WAVE meeting and how they help children and others that have experienced violence in their lives and try to help them. It also talks about how we support our community and, you know, in supporting our public radio station that seems to reach out and help everybody. And the thing that made me even remember this even more, I learned this about this little poem when I was very young in life, but in Teresa Vick's letter in the Pilot this past week, where she talked about how the community got together and helped her with in a time of crisis. Even the ambulance drivers that dealt with her husband just went out of their way to be so kind, and people came with food and just all kind of nice things to help her try to get through these hard times. And that's what I feel our community's like. And I know nationally we're encouraged to be divisive and hatreds, the norm, prejudice, racism, narcissism. But the nice thing about Petersburg is we don't follow that trend. We're the opposite. And I think Francis of Assisi, who originally wrote this poem several hundred years ago, this is where he would have loved to have lived. Thank you.